The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome to Generations Radio. I'm Percy here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. So if you go to see your parents on the weekend, good time to stop by and maybe you can listen to our radio show together, because I know a lot of you baby boomers listen to our show, and thanks to Mike Buck. I go on every Friday morning about 6:35 and promote the show for the weekend. So if you listen to Mike's show every morning, check me out every Friday morning about 6:35. So we're going to promote the show, and this is a very unique show. It got me kind of confused. I'm here with Dr. Ed Campbell, a local guy, actually a Kaiser grad, right, Ed?
That is right.
Well, so Dr. Campbell's here, and very, you know, you're very multi-talented, but you kind of got me through for a loop a little bit when you talk about Novell, and then you talk about the other one, the service, or I guess.
But the reason why I just talked about right now?
Yeah.
The IV hangover service?
Well, that one, we'll talk about that again. But in terms of the pain management,
what did you
call that?
Well, no, it's just Novel Medical Solutions. That's our business. And we have a neurostimulator that we're using on patients to help with pain.
Okay. So a little bit more about you. You went to University of Hawaii?
Yeah. So, of course, I graduated from Kaiser and then went to actually through KCC, the usual pathway.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Wasn't the best student back then. Turned around for me though. Went to and then decided to go to medical school in Mount Sinai, New York.
Wow.
It was cold.
New York.
Yeah. So only lasted 4 years there, right? And then after that went to Loma Linda for a residency.
In California,
yeah. Southern California.
Wow. And you finally came back. And so you're actually an anesthesiologist.
Yes, sir.
And so can I ask why you decided to go into that?
You know, what was really interesting is in medical school, I found that a lot of my friends would say, hey, you ever see this brain surgery? You ever see this heart surgery? You ever see these kinds of surgeries? I'm like, no, I'm just a student, you know? So I said, how can I do that? So I figured, hey, let's do an anesthesia rotation, and I can see all those surgeries as opposed to doing one surgical field.
Because you have to do anesthesia for all different surgical fields.
Exactly.
Oh.
So I said, well, hey, let me do that. And then I said, well, wait, what are you guys doing here? You know, and I kind of learned about it. And I typically am a guy, I work well when I concentrate on one person at one time. And so it just worked. It just made sense for me. The pharmacology, the pathophysiology, all that stuff. So I... You know, end the story. Just kind of follow that pathway and haven't looked back.
So when a doctor has a surgery, they call you up to provide the what do you call it, anesthesia?
Yeah, basically. So the surgeons will have a day they need to book to have a scheduler helps me out with that.
Right.
And they call her and then they book us for those cases and we'll be with them for one case or 10 cases, whatever's needed.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
It's kind of a funny question.
Yeah.
Do you ever get past 10?
Never.
I've had several surgeries recently on my shoulder. I had shoulder surgery twice. I used to be that. The girl goes, okay, I'm going to count to 10. They count, you know, 10, 9. And like 2 or 3, I'm out.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Actually, I have a, the young men are the ones who always want to challenge it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So that's I have a game. I said, listen, this is what's going to happen. I'll put the medicine in, but as soon as I'm done squeezing it in, we start counting. Right. And they're like, okay, doc, I'm making it like 15. It's on, you know? And I've never seen one go past 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 1, 2, that's it.
Well, it's interesting. Well, I'm, you seem like a pretty bright guy. You're schooling help. But so you treat patients. Now, Novell Medical Solutions, great. You have two offices, right?
Yeah. Well, really, I have the anesthesia office is the OR inherently. Right.
That's not
for- right. And then, of course, for Novel Medical Solutions, we have two offices. One is over at POB 2, and we have another one at Queens West.
And POB 2, is that the one right by?
It's on Lusitana, right by Queens proper. So
right.
It's just right across the street
from
Queens.
Okay. So that is, now, next door to it, isn't that the traffic thing? Or there's an office right across the street, right? That's for water, or is that for electricity?
Oh, you're talking about, that's off of Beartania, right? Up the street from there. So if you're
you're on the top of the
Beartania. Yeah, we're up the hill
you're on
there.
Top. Okay, see, I get it. I thought that was 3. 3 is down below. So Chaz knows.
No, you're right. You're right.
Chaz doesn't traffic anymore. No,
you're absolutely right. One is the oldest one. Number two is up on the hill. And then if you go down the hill toward Beartania, that's POB 3.
Oh, I got it. I got it. So besides doing anesthesiologist, you have the Novell Medical Solutions.
That is correct.
And so that one, you treat patients for pain and trying, you know, I got a little confused. So maybe you can explain to our audience about drug-free pain therapy.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So we have a device which is very unique, new to the market. And it was actually in Europe for about 7 years. And finally, it's an interesting story. This fella heard about it and he went to Europe and he went through 5 cycles of a treatment and his pain just went away. And he's like, I got to bring this to the U.S. So he brought it to the U.S. and it's been here for about a year and a half. And so we're the first person, you know, people to bring it in into Hawaii.
And you says, and you told me it's FDA approved.
So I think the terminology is FDA cleared.
Okay.
I think the big difference is that if there's a technology that was around before the FDA was started, then there's two pathways. You can go through the FDA approved pathway or FDA cleared. And usually it's just piggybacking on a process or a technology that was there before. So anyways, FDA cleared. And we just started probably about 2 months ago. And it's working
relatively
pretty
new.
Well. Yeah.
Well, so what kind of pain you talk about when you say drug-free pain?
Sure.
What kind of pain?
So at this point, we are treating many types of pain. So the most common one we see, back pain with sciatica, because a lot of people just have that, especially in the older population. It also helps with neuropathies. And neuropathy.
I heard of that.
Yeah. So that's when your nerves get damaged from some kind of process, either through a trauma or through diabetes, and they're just not working as well as they used to. And sometimes there'll be shooting, stabbing pain. Sometimes there'll be burning pain. Sometimes people have numbness and tingling. And so for the pain part, it helps with that as well. Oh. And there's a long list that the FDA and even Medicare has said, hey, we like it for this. Hmm. And there's trigeminal neuralgia, there's causalgia, all these very unique kind of in-depth pain processes that are a little more involved to get in today. But they see a good reason to use it for those pain processes.
So what exactly is it? You say it's new technology. I still can't wrap my head around.
Sure.
What is the technology? Is it a medicine? Is it a med? Is it a device you put in your body? What is it now?
It's a great question. So it is a neurostimulator, neuro, nerves, brain, stimulator, stimulation. And the stimulation is with electricity. We're not shocking people, of course. It's very, very, very low amperage. We're talking micro amperages. And what happens is it's called percutaneous, which means goes through the skin. So there's a small implantation, if you will, and it's near the ear. Okay? And so what happens is the patients will typically feel a quick bee sting, and that's it. And there's a wire that comes from that all the way down to the generator, which is kind of the brain of the whole
process. Do they implant something in your body?
Not in the body, all on top. The only thing that goes in or through the skin is just those two leads that I talked about. So initially feel that little bee sting that actually goes through the skin. And then everything else is outside the body.
Okay.
Yeah. And then so they wear this thing. And the nerve stimulator.
How long do they wear it for?
Yeah. So they wear it for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Outside your body?
Correct.
And like a hearing aid thing looks like or something?
It kind of does, actually. Oh, okay. Yeah. And so what they'll do is they'll wear this thing. And the nice thing about this device is that there are no drugs involved.
That's good.
There's nothing surgical.
That's
all
good.
They feel is a mild
discomfort.
So it's discomfort.
Outpatient, we call it?
Completely outpatient, okay. Yeah. They feel some mild discomfort when I put the leads in first, okay? It's a little bee sting. And after that, there's no other discomfort at all.
So you don't need no anesthesiologist to...
No, exactly. I'm there to put it on, but you don't need any anesthesia. It's
you
about...
Don't like, you don't like put a little... Do the skin, what do we need to do, a shot?
Little lidocaine or ointment? Yeah, no need for that.
Oh.
So basically it's a 15-minute procedure. Most of the time it's me trying to tape down the wire and not get people's hair in the way.
So you put the wire, two wires behind the ear?
No, right up here actually in the side
inside the ear.
Right, not inside the canal, okay. But just on the part of the lobe, if you will.
Why is that?
It's just because that's where the nerve that we're trying to hit has little endings and we're trying to affect that nerve.
Almost like acupuncture then.
Kind of, yeah.
I did acupuncture.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but we're doing something just a little more involved with electricity.
Okay, because I actually did try this procedure. It's a very ancient procedure from this Chinese anesthesiologist, acupuncturist, and he put seeds in your ear. And it is. We did a show on that.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it was seeds from China, and it's supposed to stimulate certain parts in your body. So the guy asks you what you do, what's hurting you, what you need to fix, and he finds it, and there's a book on it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, if you check back for acupuncture, you'll find it. But so I'm interested because the ear part I heard is a lot of, there's 500 nerve endings or something in there?
Yeah. It's and acupuncture, there are a lot of endings there. They like to work in the ear. There seems to be a lot of extensions of nerves and different bodily organs, if you will, from the acupuncture point of view, to the ear.
So how does the stimulator, is it a stimulator?
Yep.
So how does it know where to go?
So what happens, that's a good question, actually. So what we're trying to do with the stimulator is get those little prongs that we mentioned near an extension of the vagal nerve.
The vagal nerve
is one of the largest nerves you have. It's part of the rest and digest system that you have in your nervous system.
Okay.
And the process is that we send little electrical stimulation to affect that nerve. And what happens is when that nerve is affected, and granted, a lot of this is postulation of how these things work because they're still doing studies on exactly the right method. And it seems to be a confluence of many different. But what appears to be happening is it's releasing endogenous endorphins. And endorphins are those feel-good chemicals that we have when we work out, when something happy happens. The other thought is that it interrupts pain signals coming up from your body and going to your brain. So your mind isn't sensing it like it normally would without the device. And then the other theory, which probably has some merit, is that it helps your body, your mind, your brain reprogram the way it interprets, senses, and receives pain signals, because this device continues to work. I should say the effect it has on the body continues to work after it's removed. So it's not just when it's on, it's afterwards. And we're actually seeing that now.
So you leave it for 2 weeks. So what is it, like a battery pack behind your ear or something?
Yeah, no. So let me explain that a little better. I did a good job earlier. So the two prongs that you feel the little bee sting, they go into a part of the lobe of the ear. And connected to those two prongs is a wire. And the wire will trace down around the back of the ear.
Okay, like an hearing aid.
And then kind of right by your collarbone it ends. Okay. And right there at the collarbone, there's this dime-sized, brain generator that we kind of, tape to the skin there. And that's
like a coin, the size of a coin or something?
Like a little less than a quarter, actually. Yeah, it's really small. And that sits there. And then what happens is, from a technical point of view, you don't have to worry about it, but it cycles on for 40 seconds and off for 20 seconds, and it does that for a whole 2 weeks.
It beats like that.
Yeah, so it's been programmed through the studies they did at the manufacturer to figure out, hey, what's the way to get the best effect? This is what they have. But you don't feel it. They don't feel a thing. And it works continuously for 2 weeks. And eventually, it just turns off after 2 weeks.
And can you take a shower?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So you can take a shower. It can get wet. The only thing that becomes problematic is the Band-Aids that we have. When they get wet, they get a little gooey. Other than that, I just tell people to put a little towel over it, and they just tilt their head to the side, wash their hair, and wash their body. It's not a problem. And most people do fine with it.
So I can't go swimming like that either.
You cannot submerge it. That's the only thing you can't do. There's no swimming or surfing.
Okay. Well, maybe you got to give them that shower cap or something like that, huh?
Get a cell phone bag and stick it over their head.
So, like I said, is there certain parts of the earlobe that for certain specific areas that you have pain?
No. Actually, it's just one spot, because unlike acupuncture, where we're trying to get many different places for many different organs, we're actually only trying to affect that one nerve, the vagal nerve. And so it needs to be in the perfect spot or the same spot for every single patient. So we don't need to bounce around a lot. It's just one spot. So we just try to get that spot.
So when people have pain, like on a hip, it'll relieve that pain?
So we haven't seen a problem with where the pain is coming from yet because of the manner in which we understand the device to work. It releases endorphins. Great. So that affects the whole body. It doesn't matter where your pain is starting, right? If it interrupts information coming from the body and going to the brain, then inherently, again, we don't have to worry about really where the pain is coming from. And if it helps reprogram your brain to accept pain and understand pain differently, then again, that shouldn't be an issue. So, we've had patients come in with neuropathies in the hands and the feet, which means they have pain, shooting or burning pain in the hands and feet, and that gets reduced, which is wonderful. We've had people with back pain who also have sciatica, which means they have shooting pain down their legs, either one or both. And those pains go away. So when you think about it, we got the hands, we got the legs, and we got the back. And all those pains, I mean, obviously in different patients, but they're all being minimized or, in the better cases, totally reduced.
But the problem is still there.
So, yeah. So what happens is, for instance, I have a patient who came in, great gentleman, about 70 years old, and he slipped in the shower. And he slipped out a disc. He gets an MRI and says, hey, I've got the slipped disc. He's got shooting pain down his legs. The problem is he doesn't want to have surgery. And he doesn't want to take medicine. So he suffers through the pain. So he came in, we put the device on him, and his pain that normally started about an 8 out of 10, within the first week went down to a 4, and then down to 1.5 by the end of the first cycle. And I'll explain those cycles later on. And then by the second cycle, he's now 0 out of 10. So that's, that's one of our experiences.
But he still has a slipped disc.
He still has a slipped disc, right? So the question comes is, what makes you more functional? What gets you doing the things you want to do, right? So if you have a slipped disc, but you don't have to incur the risk of surgery or the side effects of narcotics, which are just temporizing anyway, because narcotics just mask the pain. So we're kind of doing the same thing here. He still has a slipped disc, but he's able to function. He's able to get out there and do stuff. He's able to work out and do exercise. So it's pretty cool, actually.
Because I'm very active. I play competitive softball, leisure softball. I golf every week. And about 3 weeks ago, I had a problem with my lower back. So I go to my chiropractor and say, I got a lower back problem. So after a couple of visits, I guess insurance covers part of chiropractic, 8 visits per year, depending on your insurance.
Correct.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think they only started about a year ago. Maybe 2 years ago. I never knew. So I was pretty healthy until recently. And so after the second visit, I said, it's funny. It's my hip now. He goes, it was never your hip. I mean, it was never your lower back. It was always your hip.
Mm.
That's where the pain started. Now I have chronic pain. It's been 3 weeks, and my 8 visits are up, but this pain is still there.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know if it's a hip flexor or something. I'm not sure what area that is, but it's just very painful now. So,
right.
Would it help something like that?
So normally this kind of device is meant for people with chronic pain. So
it's chronic, all right?
You don't want to have a situation where you get injured and 2 weeks later you come to us. Obviously, that's not the case. You got to let the inflammation go down. You got to let yourself heal. Maybe try, some anti-inflammatory medicines.
I've done all
like
the above. No inflammation.
Right. So what happens is if you find yourself 3 months out, 4 months out, we're like, hey, this is not getting better. I've tried all the things. I'm not irritating it with more activity. Then by all means, that's something where, especially, you talked about insurance. Insurance doesn't want to pay for some, device when it might be something that's easy to fix. So they certainly want to see, and we want to see as well. Why do something you don't need to? We want to see that someone has let it rest, has tried the normal medicines, the usual stuff, the Tylenol, the Advil, things like that. And if it hasn't gotten better, then that's something where you want to kind of come in and chat with us, because if it's longstanding, there's no sense, continuing on.
I'll check it back in a week and a half because I'm going to be on vacation next week. Because I guess I play quite a bit. Every week I play 2 or 3 times, so I can't wait 3 months, 4 months.
Right.
So, but I'll check back with you. But, my question also is it safe?
Yeah, this is one aspect why I really, really enjoy this. There are very few times in medicine where you don't have a lot of side effects, a lot of complications. And so, in my viewpoint, this is one of the safest, I would be called procedure or devices or treatments. And the reason why is that you really have two little prongs that are going through the skin to get near a nerve, and that's it, right? And we're sending out such micro doses of electricity that it really doesn't have systemic full body, effects, in the sense of like feeling that electrical stimulation. So there are no drugs, none of the narcotics, none of the side effects.
So I don't have to take anything with
nothing
that?
Nothing else. And the nice thing about it as well is that, it's not like we're asking patients to change the lifestyle, do other things. So from a safety point of view, the only two caveats we have are pregnant women, because no one does anything, they're always very careful about treating pregnant women, and cardiac pacemakers, because there's a small chance that a pacemaker might sense that electricity, especially at the higher levels.
Hmm.
But other than that, we don't have any really large or massive contraindications to the device, which is it's really unique.
Interesting. I'm at your website right now. So you've got a, it's novellmedicalsolutions.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, I love to check people out. You know, I got to vet everything I do. And as there you are, a nice picture of yourself. I didn't realize you're so young. Dr. Ed Campbell here, where we're talking about pain management, or I would say pain-free procedures. I guess, how would you say that?
I think pain management works. We're trying to manage people's pain. Absolutely.
That's a big thing. You know, and it's something that I think I always tell seniors, I work with seniors specifically, that don't wait. So I don't think wait 3 or 4 months, like you said, but I don't like the people to wait. If they're sick, if they're coughing, go to the doctor right away, because you never know down the road. I mean, how many people die of pneumonia because they don't address it right away, right?
It's a good point. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
so yeah. So it's free. It's very safe. And it's something that I think if you're interested in and you have chronic pain, give Dr. Campbell a call. So Novell Medical Solutions, let's see, what's the best phone number to reach you guys at?
528-1111. Real easy to remember, just 528-1111.
And so you're located in the PLB2, which is on the top of Lusitana.
That's correct.
And then where's the West Oahu office? So that's great to have a West Oahu office.
That's Old St. Francis. It's at Queens West. Yeah, Queens, it's really West. Easy. Everyone knows where it is. Yeah.
Okay, so they can. And now I was surprised that. Well, I shouldn't be surprised, but insurance covers this.
Yeah, that's one of the great things.
We're coming.
Yeah. So as far as you know, Medicare pays for this, and we were just speaking with HMSA, which is our largest, you know, coverage, if you will.
Right.
And they're on board as well. And so some of the insurances may request some paperwork up front, some things like that to get things going. But other than that, it looks like, the insurances agree with the process.
When you say paperwork, does they have to go to their PCP first, or they get it from you?
Yeah. So on the very extreme scenarios, we may have to get either some studies done, you know, paperwork from studies you've had done. Some tests, exactly. But really they want to see is that some doctor somewhere has tried to help you with conservative measures. Like you're done with the conservative stuff, like we talked about, icing it, you know, anti-inflammatory medicine, stretches, maybe some physical therapy, chiropractor. They want to see that those easier things have been done before we start getting to the you know, more invasive, not invasive, but the device-type treatments.
Oh, so and it covers 100%?
Yeah, so Medicare typically covers 80%.
Right, same.
And if you have one of those, like, you know, Akamai or one of those Advantage plans,
covers the
then
other.
They cover a great majority of the rest, right, of the 20%.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so what about Kaiser? Is Kaiser looking at this at all?
So we haven't had any luck with Kaiser because Kaiser only likes to be with their own docs,
yeah,
unfortunately.
I get it.
Yeah, we've tried. We've tried very hard to call them. We're trying to get, you know, see if they'll. Because it's a shame that their patient load wouldn't be able to participate in this, especially if it's helping people.
Well, and you're the only guy in Hawaii that can do it.
That's correct. Exclusive to Novell. We brought it in, and we're the only ones who are allowed to use it here.
So Kaiser has to be nice to you if they were.
No, we all play nice with everyone. We'd like to help their patients out if possible.
Yeah. One of the things, like, these questions I've got in my mind, but chronic pain is it's chronic, and as we all get older, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some of the other, I mean, are there other pain therapies that you're around, or is this, you think you found this to be one of the best?
Well, I just like the fact that, if you think about it for a second, so we've only been talking about pain. It also helps with PAD, peripheral artery disease. And that just kind of happens when you have bad vascular flow, which means poor blood flow, especially to extremities like the feet and toes. And it typically happens in diabetes.
Right.
And so this helps increase blood flow, increases oxygenation. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because let's just say that you're someone who knows someone, or you're the patient, you have diabetes, and you have poor blood flow to your feet, and now you're always getting sores, and the sores get infected, and now you're sitting in the hospital with a lot of antibiotics because you're trying to treat that. Or the doctor says, hey, you really have bad blood flow. Perhaps we need to take off a toe or take off part of the foot. That's very large, it's very expensive, and very painful. So the question is, will this device work for you? Well, it's shown in studies to increase blood flow. So if it does, then perhaps you might be able to push that back or stave that process back. Maybe, you know, you can, well, obviously you increase your activity in life. But, hey, if I don't have to worry about that process for some period of time, then why not do that now, right? So it can prolong or push off some of those other diseases, I should say other surgeries or other treatments that docs may have.
So diabetes, is that what it does? It cuts off the blood circulation or hinders circulation in your fingers and your feet?
Yeah, I think the best way to kind of imagine it is you think of a blood vessel and then sugar just coats it, right? And just kind of imagine that it gets hardened and just not as elastic and pliable as it once was. And so if it gets stuck, it's just like having, you know, a gunky tube, if you will, and you can't push anything through it. And so that limits the amount of blood flow. That's the best way to think about it.
So,
you know, so
that's a good way to.
Yeah.
But it's your farthest extremity. I mean,
exactly.
Where the blood flow is, right?
Exactly. So as you go further away in the body, the blood vessels get smaller. So inherently, smaller pipes get clogged, if you will, with that analogy.
Yeah, that's good.
They get clogged faster and sooner.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Dr. Campbell, because I have had a few people, friends of mine, that had diabetes, and that's the first thing you notice, your feet, your toes. You know, when we golf, I realized a couple guys don't come golfing anymore. It's diabetes. And that affects their feet turn dark colors. There's no blood flow. Is that why?
That's pretty much what's going on. They're having peripheral, which means out in the distant part of your body, arterial. That's the vessels that carry blood to organs and everywhere else. Disease, of course. So, that's what they're having, unfortunately, is they're having a hard time getting blood to those areas. And when blood is oxygen and nutrients and things that keep things alive.
So maybe you should contact the Diabetes Association. I should send you this information to my friend that has diabetes because he doesn't golf anymore.
We have actually been chatting with a lot of the podiatrists. They like to refer to us because of that very reason. You know, they have to do, I'm an anesthesiologist, as you know, and I'll do anesthesia for patients who are having a toe cut off or what have you. Why not try to push that back a little bit? You know, why would we want to do something more invasive now? Let's do something less invasive. And that's why, you know, I like this product so much.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that was a contractor, and I saw him one day, and I noticed he had diabetes in his legs, and next thing I know, 6 months later, they did cut off his feet. And that's, like I said, that's tragic, but, you know, that happens in life. We don't live perfect lives, but it's something I think might be something great to promote and great to find solutions. Yeah, you know, Generations is a resource magazine. When I took it over, I rebranded it as a resource magazine. That's why I love having you coming in talking about this kind of things. I'm fascinated about it. You know, I want to stay healthy. I don't want to take meds. And at my age of 58, actually, when the last surgery I had, the nurse comes in and it's okay. The anesthesiologist will be here soon, but I need to ask you a few questions before he comes in. I said, okay. And he goes, first question was, what kind of meds are you taking? And I'm going, I don't take any meds. He goes, no, you must be taking meds. I said, no, I'm not. I take vitamin. I take C, glucosamine, and I forget something else. He goes, no, meds. I said, why are you asking him about that? He goes, oh, everybody 50 years old takes meds. I said, really? I was 56 at the time. I said, really? He goes, yeah, it's pretty standard, you know. I go, oh, okay. So now when I see my friends, I ask them, are you taking meds? And I'm shocked.
Yeah.
How many are taking meds?
Yeah. No, you know? Unfortunately, I'm going to say drug culture in the sense of bad drugs, you know, but I'm just saying that it's how we treat a lot of the processes nowadays.
Wow, that's interesting. Well, if you have some chronic pain, if you want to look at the options, this is an FDA-approved procedure. I'm here with Dr. Campbell from Novell Medical Solutions. We're going to take a short break, guys, and we'll be right back to talk more about solutions for your pain and pain management. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
With Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed, or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue. The Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. 591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We don't play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Okay, we're back with Dr. Ed Campbell, Kaiser grad, University of Hawaii grad, went to medical school at Mount Sinai, and the other one?
Residency at Loma Linda.
Oh, Loma Linda. That's a nice area, isn't it?
It is rather nice, actually.
You're a surfer? Man, it's a beautiful area.
No, it's inland. It's inland, but it's a nice area.
Oh, okay. Well, we're talking about pain management. And so if you listen to me now, you're probably listening hopefully live on Saturday, Sunday. But if you miss a show, in any show, you can always go to our website, generations808.com, and listen to our past radio shows, and we'll get you on a Generations TV show on Oceanic Cable. So there, we do 13 shows a year. So the next one's coming up pretty soon. We'll have to get you on. But, you know, like I was telling you during the break, I try to put myself as a senior, and I'm not a senior yet, but I have pain in my hip. Mm. I want you to walk me through what actually happens. Like, so I had eight chiropractor sessions, the pain's still there. And in fact, I told the last session, pain's still there. Well, it takes a little while, you know. I said, okay. So I took Advil. That don't work. Well, it worked a little bit, but I don't like taking Advil.
Right.
Too much is no good, right?
Yeah, you can't overdo it. Nothing is perfect.
Right. But so now you say, can I go to you after a while and say, hey, the pain's still there, get the chiropractor records?
Yeah, so it's really simple. So you give us a call at 528-1111, and we bring
you
in.
How did you get that easy number?
Isn't that killer?
528-1111 with Dr. Campbell here.
We worked hard for that number, absolutely.
Really?
So you give us a call. It's real simple. Bring in for consultation, and that's really where we dive into what's going on, what pain you have, how long it's been, and what you've tried in the past, right?
Okay.
And for someone like yourself, you're having this hip pain, it's going on for a month or two, you've tried these other conservative measures, doesn't work. So we take all this information in, we try to figure out what's going on, and we say, hey, listen, is this chronic? Okay, then that's a yes for us. Have you tried other things? That's a yes for us. So in that visit, we obviously take down other things like your insurance and so forth.
Sure.
And then if you have one of the easier to work with insurances, they'll let us put it on that day if we feel it's appropriate for you. And if not, then we have to send you home, of course. We got to talk to insurance, get all the paperwork done, and then bring you back. So the first day we see you, we call day zero, is the consultation. It's pretty simple. We chat, talk story, get to know you, and answer all the questions you may have about what's involved. And what's really involved is, for the treatment, is placing this neurostimulator on. And you will wear it for 2 weeks straight. And then you'll have it off for 2 weeks. And that makes one cycle. And we usually try to shoot for 3 cycles. So it's really a 3-month period, right? 1 month per cycle. And
you have to continue it?
Well, that's what the studies, that's where we get the values from the studies. So the study says, hey, listen, it works for this. And, you know, like, interestingly enough, one of the studies showed a bunch of patients who are on opioids, and they did this type of regimen. And at the end of the study, there's a 75% reduction in opioids. That's huge. That's amazing, right? So that's, we really want to stick with that regimen.
We are looking at doing a story on opioid epidemic.
It's a big deal. I mean, and the Trump administration is pushing that. It is a problem. People are getting addicted. And that's one of the reasons why we like this so much, because it helps reduce opioid consumption. Because if people are having less pain, guess what? They're taking less medicine. So
we get them off the opioids?
Some patients we can. And there's no promises, no cures in medicine, of course, just right. This life in general. But we are getting people to come off of opioids. Back to the cycle. So we'll see you on the day zero. We call it consult. Sometimes, if you have the type of insurance that is amenable to it, day zero becomes day one. And day one is when we implant the device. Like I said, just a little quick thing through the skin, a little bee sting, and then we tape down some wires and the brain, and that's it. And then what happens is we'll see you 1 week later, and that's an adjustment period. If we need to, for some reason, if it gets pulled out, something gets pulled off, something breaks, whatever it might be.
Can you increase the intensity?
Or we increase the intensity, exactly.
Really?
So for some...
What is that thing you put on your shoulder? Is it a battery pack or something?
Exactly. So it's the brain. It's the brain and the battery pack, and it sits kind of more on your collarbone. Right. And it's just, it's kind of running the show. And so, you know, at 1 week... we want to make sure that, hey, if you're not feeling something, we need to turn the intensity up. Maybe that nerve is just outside the field that we're making out with the electricity. Maybe we need to increase the intensity. So we'll do that. And then, you know, we'll see you at the week afterwards when we end up removing that one for that cycle. So, you know, day zero is we see you. Day one, we put it on. And then day seven, we adjust it if need be. And then day 14, we take it off. And then you have, you know, nothing to do until day 30. At the end of that month period, and we do the same thing again. And so what I find interesting, actually, we were talking about opioids earlier. I have to tell you a story. I had a patient come in just recently, and actually, I was her anesthesiologist for something else, so I knew she had a lot of requirements of narcotics. And she was on oxycodone, and she's on Dilaudid on top of that. And so she came in just in a ton of pain. So I actually put the device on her, and I like to call people about 40 days after to see how they're doing, right? And I spoke with the husband. He says, hey, you know, we're not seeing much change. I said, okay, well, come on in, and we'll go ahead and, you know, turn it up because maybe that's what it needs. He comes in. I look at her, and she looks great. She's energetic. Her mood's improved. You can just tell, like, she's walking a little faster. And I said, hey, how you doing? And she says, well, actually, this is great. And I said, well, I don't understand. I'm so confused because your husband just said it wasn't doing that great. Well, the story deepens. And what happened was she actually, because she's allotted only so much narcotic over like a month period, that she had actually run out of medicine and narcotics that day that we put it on.
Ran out of
narcotics. So
she was taking meds already.
Already. So she's on oxycodone and Dilaudid and a lot of it.
Wow.
So she ran out of medicine. And then what happened was, our device just kind of kept her pain in check, the same as what all those narcotics were doing.
Oh.
Then her new cycle of narcotics came on, and guess what happened to her pain? It dropped down a lot because she had the device working and a narcotic, right? So just to kind of tell people what we do is we try to say, hey, continue all your meds the way you normally do in the first cycle, and then if you're feeling better, we'll start taking off little by little by little some of those meds. So it's a nice, smooth process for everyone. And as we go through those three cycles, we're doing that constantly. And then as we start to get the medicine off, we may say, hey, why don't you increase your activity? Go out, you know, do the things you used to do. Maybe you should go shopping for a little longer or, you know, whatever, is go for a walk. And we kind of test it out at the same time we're reducing the narcotics. So we're trying to get people off narcotics. We're trying to make sure they don't have any pain if they're on those medicines to begin with.
But most people, that's the common practice. So recommend meds.
Yeah, you know, it is. You're right. It's a med-driven medical, you know, culture. And the problem is there's no end point for that. It's just continue on. And unfortunately, those narcotics have long-term effects. And I'll be honest with you, all of my older patients, they're tough as nails. They're older generation. Oh, yeah. They don't want narcotics. They suffer through it. And they're like, no, doc, I don't want surgery. I don't want medicine. I just want it. And that's why they like this, because there's no medicine. There's no surgery. And it offers them a chance to reduce their pain. And I always tell people, listen, we need to have realistic expectations, right? There's no cures. There's no fix everything. Nothing works 100% for everybody. But what we're noticing is that the patients who receive benefit really receive great benefit from it. And the thing is that we go into I always tell people when they come in for consultation, listen, we want to reduce your pain. We want to reduce the amount of narcotics. If I tell you, hey, right now you have an 8 out of 10 pain and you can barely get out of bed, and I can drop that down to a 4 out of 10, and now you can go shopping and do daily activities, that's a win. That is awesome. Let's go with that, you know? And if we get it down to 0, even better. That's a home run, you know? So it's always having about proper expectations of what they can do for you.
So this procedure, what did you call the procedure again?
The implantation of the neurostimulator? Yeah. It sounds a lot bigger and more fancy than it really is.
And what do you call the whole the product itself, or...
Well, it's a neurostimulator.
A neurostimulator.
Yeah, neurostimulator.
Okay. Is it something that they have to continue to do?
Yeah. So
will the pain come back?
Yeah. I mean, the studies show that because of what we talked about earlier, where it helps, at least the theory is that it helps modulate the way the brain interprets pain. So that's why there's a long-term effect, is because your body is bringing information differently. So we actually see people having pain relief out to a year. And in fact, I'll be participating in a study with one of the medical universities over in California. And what they're doing is they're studying this particular product and this particular regimen that we're doing. And we're actually checking to 2 years out now. And so we're actually going to push it out further to see how long the effect actually works. So right now we're seeing studies that have shown at least a year worth of effect. Doesn't mean it's not longer. It just means they haven't studied it yet.
Right. And so if they have chronic pain and are taking meds, do they have to get off the meds?
We eventually want to get them off, but I tell everyone, stay exactly like you are. Do nothing different in the beginning.
So still do the implant thing.
We do the implant, and they take their meds the way they have been before. And then as they say, hey, doc, I'm feeling better, and we go, okay, let's reduce this medicine by, you know, a half or whatever we feel is appropriate at the time. And then they say, hey, I'm still getting better. Then let's start reducing. Let's get off those medicines because no sense.
Let me ask you this then. Do other doctors know about this procedure?
So, you know, it's new to the country. It's only been here for about a year and a half.
That's new.
It is new.
For this procedure.
It is very new.
Wow.
So it's brand new, in effect, if you will. It's brand new to the country, and it's brand new to the island. So
I'm sure a lot of doctors have never heard of this.
They've never heard about
it. It's like, Dr. Campbell?
Yeah.
Did you ever get calls from doctors saying, what is this?
Yeah, actually, it's really interesting. I have a few of my buddies who are our pain management, other specialists, and they and their patients see them, and they ask about me, and he says, no, we know the guy. He's a good guy. You know, go try it out. But, yeah, a lot of the docs may not know. So if your doctor, you know, doesn't know, or if you want to ask your doctor, I believe in doing due diligence. I think people should investigate. They should ask their doctors. But if their doctors don't know, 528-1111, give us a call. We're happy to talk and share about it.
So what happens if their primary care physician, do they have to get a prescription from him?
No. So, well, I should say yes and no. So not a prescription per se. If you have one of the insurances allows you to go wherever you want, you know, one of the PPO plans, perhaps, or even Medicare, like strict Medicare, you can come to us. If you have one of the Advantage plans, UHC in particular is a little more strict, you may need to have your doctor refer to us and send you over to us. So some of the insurances need a little more work than others.
Hmm. Because I can imagine you go to my doctor and say, I don't think so. It's only a year. Let's wait a year. Let's see how it works. And they're in pain for another year. And
yeah, I'm a big fan of empowering patients to drive, or at least help, I should say, be mostly in the driver's seat. You know, I look at it as being a doctor, as a consultant. I'm here to tell you what, you know, my practice and my specialty and expertise think is best for you. But really, you know, I believe patients should motivate themselves to try to find whatever they can to help themselves out. So I don't want to, you know, I'm not here to fight with other doctors, but waiting a long time is a big deal for some patients. That's their life.
Well, I have not a lot of experience, but I have some experience with doctors. And a lot of times they're going to recommend what they feel personally that you should do, Mr. Ed, versus not thinking about Mr. Ed's going to have another year of pain.
Yeah, no, there's two sides of that coin. So, you don't want to get in a fighting match with what they feel is right, because what they feel is right is right. That's fine. But the reason why I think this is a kind of an easy transition is because there are no narcotics. There are no drugs. There are no surgical procedures.
It's safe.
It's safe. It's
you
low
just can't
risk.
Go in and walk, swim.
You can't swim. That's it. So when you think about the output needed for the gain, your return on investment is very large, because all you have to do is you come in, you take a little time, talk to us, we put this thing on, and you wear it, and that's it. And you only, you know, 2 weeks at a time, you can't go surfing, you can't swim. So it's not a very large hill to climb up.
Well, I had experience with physical therapists, and I had two shoulder surgery. It was the first shoulder surgery didn't actually correct everything. Mm. So I went to a second doctor, and that corrected everything. But I went to two land-based physical therapists, and it was okay, but it still wasn't 100%. So my friend said, you know, you should think about this aqua therapy. I said, aqua therapy? Yeah, it's going to pool. I said, really? Never heard of it.
Yeah.
So I met Julie Moon, and I swim 3 to 4 days a week, so I couldn't do this. I'd have to really make a big decision, because I swim every week in her pool in the morning before they open. And so I had to think, when can I put aside 2 weeks, you know, to try this? But because a lot of times the doctor would tell you, go to this person, because that's who they use. So I'm very much empowering people to tell, listen, when I see people get surgery, or I see people with shoulder problems like I had, like the ball players I play with, when they have chronic pain, I tell them, go to this person. Well, my doctor wants to go to this person. Well, you can decide on your own, but I'm telling you, I went through that, and it didn't work. So I would always look at options, because if the pain's still there, I would look at other options. And I think that's what I like about this. It is pain-free, right? It's drug-free. And if it can get my pain down to zero, boy, I'll be waving a flag for Dr. Campbell here.
That's a goal. I mean, like I said, I think proper expectations are always huge. Pain reduction is our goal. And if you have total pain, you know, go away, that's even better, you know. And like I said, there's this low hurdle to jump over in order to come on over and try it out. That's the nice thing about it.
If they don't need their PCP to recommend it, they can just call you, do you directly. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And I tell people, check out our website. It's www.novelmedicalsolutions.com. And what I'm a big fan of is putting testimonials up. And since we just started, we have one. I'm doing the work for putting another one up there. But you'll see, as time goes on, I put everyone up there that will allow me to share their story. And it's really, really unique. And you kind of, it's really funny, you mentioned surgeries. And I have one unique patient who came to us because her podiatrist was going to do a surgery that she had already on the left foot. She was going to have it on the right foot. Or it could be vice versa. But either way, it's the same surgery. And she had a horrible time because she has chronic pain. So she's already on medicines. And the post-operative care was horrendous for her because the pain, she couldn't get the medicine to work. So her doctor called me up and said, listen, try this lady out and try to help her out. So we brought her in. And the protocol for this is that we actually do it before the surgery. So 2 weeks before the surgery, we put a device on. And then on the day of surgery, we take it off, or like a day before, let's say. And her pain was completely different. It was pretty awesome to watch. And she says it. The doctor says it. The doctor's office staff, who had to hear all the, you know, upset patient comments, they all were just like, this is like, her pain is completely manageable. It's way better. Now, did she have pain? Of course, she had surgery. But it really helped mitigate the pain, which was really nice. So it was various ways to use this. So if you think this might work for you, it doesn't take anything more than a phone call and maybe a half an hour to come chat with us and get all the information from me, because you know, that's really the best way of handling it.
Well, if insurance covers it, why not?
That's right? What I say. Yeah, absolutely. So insurance does cover it. And that's the nice thing about it, is you're not having to pay out of pocket for this. You might have to jump through a few hurdles for some of the insurances, but so far we have had no pushback from the insurance companies.
So we're here at Dr. Campbell at Novell Medical Solutions. And it's great you have an office in town and office on the west side at St. Francis, the Queens Medical West now?
Yeah, West.
Oh, okay. What I like about it is that you're able to talk about it. You're able, in a layman's term, and you're young too. You're not some 70-year-old doctor seeing everything, done everything. No, that's not going to work. Right. But I like different things, and as a resource magazine, we always try to look at everything, and I think, especially when it's FDA approved, it's so critical. So in a nutshell, give us your best pitch, or give us what, if I came in, or if I heard about it, I call you up. Dr. Campbell, can you explain really briefly what am I looking at?
Yeah, sure. No, I'll give it to you from my patient's point of view, right? This is what we hear a lot of. So if you have pain or peripheral artery disease where you have poor circulation, this device may work for you, okay? And the device is a simple application. It's a little bee sting somewhere in the ear, or actually on the lobe of the ear, and you wear this device for 2 weeks. You don't have to change your lifestyle at all, except for maybe no swimming.
Can't swimming.
No swimming, right? And then you're off for 2 weeks, and we do that 3 times. It's really easy to do. And the nice thing about it is, because there's so little for you to overcome, it's really low input for you. Just come and try and wear it, and we'll answer all the questions for you and see what happens. And that's what our patients say is, well, I can't believe it was that easy. I can't believe it was that short of a process to get to this point. Hmm. And that's, I think that's really the take-home message. And it's safe.
Well, I think the biggest take-home message is you want to get off your meds or reduce the amount of meds you're taking.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really for us, is really critical. So thank you very much. So 528-1111. See, that's how easy that was.
So easy, right?
Thanks to Dr. Campbell.
Appreciate it.
Don't forget, now we have our August 18th Aging in Place event at the All in One Hotel. It's August 18th. We'll be there from like 8 o'clock till 2:30. We have 22 different workshops going on. Maybe next year we'll get you in there.
Absolutely.
And so you have to register. If not, look in a magazine. There's a website and a phone number you can call. We're trying to reduce the crowd a little bit, because last year we had over 3,000 people come, and the average person stayed 4 hours.
That's great.
Because it's workshops. They can sit in every workshop. So it's great information. We only allow experts in the field to talk about their field. We don't have volunteers or anybody else come and talk about something else.
That's the right way to do it.
So it's really great information. It's a 12th year doing it, by the way. Wow. So thank you very much. Again, we're here every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. But like I said, don't forget our Facebook page, but also our website, generations808.com. So thank you very much, Dr. Ed Campbell. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate your time. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Give him a call, 528-1111.
That's it.
Aloha, everybody. Have a great weekend and live well.